When folk had laughed at this nice case of Absalom and Handy Nicholas, diverse folk diversely they said, but for the most part they laughed and played, nor at this tale I saw no man him grieve, but it were only Oswald the Reeve. Because he was of carpenter's craft, a little ire is in his heart he left. He gan to grouch and blamed it alight. "So thee," quod he, "full well could I thee quite, with bleering of a proud miller's eye, if that me list to speak of ribaldry. But I am old, me list not play for age. Grass time is done, my fodder is now forage. This white top writeth my old years, my heart is also moulded as my hair's. But if I fare as doth an open earse, that ilka fruit is ever the longer the worse, till it be rotten in mullock or in stree. We old men, I dread, so fare we, till we be rotten, can we not be ripe. We hop always while that the world will pipe, for in our will there sticketh ever a nail, to have a hoarhead and a green tail, as hath a leek. For though our might be gone, our will desireth folly ever in one. For when we may not do, then will we speak. Yet in our ashes old is fiery reek. Four gleeds have we that I shall devise: avaunting, anger, lying, covetise. These four sparkles longen unto eld, our old limbs may well be unwield, but will ne shall not fail, that is sooth. And yet I have always a colt's tooth, as many a year as it is passed hence, since that my tap of life began to run. For sickly, when I was born anon, death drew the tap of life and let it go, and ever since has so the tappy run, till that almost empty is the tun. The stream of life now droppeth on the chime, the silly tongue may well ring and chime, of wretchedness that passed is full yore, with old folk, save dotage, is no more. When that our host had heard this sermoning, he gan to speak as lordly as a king. He said, "What amounteth all this wit? What, shall we speak or die of holy writ? The devil made a reeve for to preach, or of a suitor, a shipman, or a leech. Say forth thy tale, and tarry not the time. Lo, Deptford, and it is halfway prime. Lo, Greenwich, where many a shrew is in. It were all time thy tale to begin." "Now, sirs," quod this Oswald the Reeve, "I pray you all that you not you grieve, though I answer and some deal set his hove, for lawful is with force, force off shove. This drunken miller hath he told us here how that beguiled was a carpenter, peradventure in scorn, for I am one. But by your leave I shall him quit anon, right in his churl's terms will I speak. I pray to God his neck may to break. He can well in my eye see a stalk, but in his own he cannot see a balk."
This ends Disc 4.